Welcome to a special Screams and Moans Returns. I think the holiday season got me feeling a bit nostalgic and decided that for my February episode, let's release one of the Screams and Moans classics. I'm hoping some of you were listeners then, and for those who are new to the podcast, you can get a taste of what Screams and Moans was like before I rebooted it after a nearly 2-year break. It was hard to narrow it down, but in order to make voting a bit easier, shortly you'll hear a few minutes of clips from 6 previous episodes, and I'm asking you to vote on which you'd like to hear again. The link can be found below or on any of my social media channels, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thanks again, and enjoy. Episode 15, Don't You Look at Me, with Devin, discussing Drop Dead Fred and what makes us feel sexy.
I'm just trying to make it hard on you.
Yeah,
that's all.
You know how I like it then. No, I'm just kidding.
Amen, sister, amen.
You are welcome. We've been having some fun when warming up for this show.
Oh my goodness. It's getting me a little hot and bothered, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, and I'm not gonna lie, I think a lot of my male listeners are probably gonna appreciate your voice.
His wife's his boogers on her, and...
And I actually like his, strangely, his clothing, like the combat boots with the green suit.
Oh, it's amazing. Throughout the whole movie, he is... the sweetest attire, and it's all appropriate, like when their little flashback about them being robbers, he's the weird stripes across the shirt, and he makes her a little striped sweater, which is adorable.
What kind of things make you feel sexy?
Well, honestly, dick pics make me feel sexy. I love a good dick pic.
Really?
I really can't help myself. Oh, that's a man after my own heart right there.
Oh, he's lovely, isn't he? Oh.
Yes. It's like a big, not quite a hula hoop, because that would be ridiculous, but you know, like, sorry, that stays on the outside.
No, I'm just picturing, like, dicks with hula hoops, like hula hooping.
You'll have good dreams tonight, won't you?
Right.
Okay. Don't you look at me. Just talking to yourself.
To look around.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. I love it. Love it.
Every time we talk now. Don't you?
Yeah. You fucking look at me.
Episode 11, Keep Your Headphones On with Nigel, where we discuss Pontypool plus sexy rhymes and limericks.
You all right, lovely?
Are we going on a voyage today?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to. Actually, I live on a narrowboat, so I might just take you up the canal.
We haven't negotiated that yet.
I'm a big softie. I really am. I don't like gore, I don't like violence, I don't see the point in it, I've no interest in it. I sat and I watched Pontypool and I fucking loved it. I like Yorkshire pudding, but I don't think I can ever face another one now.
And we'll be back with our limericks and dirty poetry.
Oh, we certainly will. The only thing us in the UK know about him is the twat and the cap. You know, twat and the hat. That's all. Dr. Seuss.
The twat and the hot.
That's right. The twat and the hot. And some obscure lyrics in an R.E.M. song.
Well, you wouldn't be reading that one to your children, I'll tell you that.
Steinbeck must have just popped out of nowhere. I don't know. Fucking hell, he was, yeah.
F. Scott Fitzgerald ain't got shit on me. Episode 31, Salty Creeper, with the guys from Salty Language Pod talking about Ghidorah, the three-headed monster, and porn titles to describe our sex lives.
Back again.
I know.
At least me.
Tony's back for more, and this time he brought a friend.
Ooh. Yeah. Whiskey prug along to these things.
Goes so well with the title of our movie. I just got to lead off with one thing, because I'm looking at the movie poster art.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly deceiving, because the poster looks badass. I mean, look, Godzilla's like shredded. Looks like he does CrossFit. There's a full-grown Mothra. I mean, it looks great.
First of all, these guys are in top form, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got them on like their cheat day.
Yeah, yeah, they just got done hammering 22 pancakes and a pizza. Yeah,
exactly. Godzilla was a mess. He looked like a bunch of dough out there, and Mothra wasn't full grown. And
is there any porn that has bad sci-fi effects like that?
There has
there
to be.
There has to be.
Oh,
if
God.
Not, we just found our new calling.
Yes. Bad sci-fi porn.
Yeah, I'm just gonna write it. That's and direct it. That's all.
Kind of like an Ed Wood movie, but porn.
Right.
There has to be.
There's gotta be like Godzilla or monster porn, if nothing else.
Oh,
anyway.
Jesus, this is a Google I shouldn't do.
Make sure you pull
it's up.
Totally
a Google you should do.
I agree.
Well, that's weird. My history has it.
Dan hits him with the dick drop right on all the people.
That would be such a terrible way to die as a civilian. Right? A big reptile dick crushes you.
Died by a reptile dick drop.
No, it's not. The worst would be if the giant monster dick didn't kill you by crushing you.
Episode 21, Role-Playing Thing with Belasco from Sweet Feathery Jesus, talking about The Thing and kinky role-playing scenarios.
Okay, babe, here's what I want you to do. Hang your head off the bed. I'm going to glue these legs onto your head. They're going to come out. They're like these gigantic legs, and we're just going to do it this way. Just stay right there. And I'm going to set you on fire, and I want you to scream
for your fucking life.
My wife and I share this this common fantasy where I'm able to last more than 27 seconds. Fortunately, hasn't worked out real well thus far.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, that's we share that. So
it's a mutual fantasy.
Mutual fantasy, yes.
What about when it turns into the creepy spider?
Oh yeah, the head's
full, complete with sound effects right there. But that's a role play I should not have just ran through my head right now. But yeah, it's tying into the second half of the show.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to get to know the other squirrels before you decide if you're going to have a relationship with them.
If you're going to bust a nut in one of them.
Yeah.
Horrible pun.
Well, it's very appropriate. It's very appropriate.
But yeah.
The cat penis is a very frightening thing.
I don't think I've ever seen a cat penis.
It has spines, sharp spines on it. Which is why female cats yowl in pain. Those spines are curved backwards towards the male cat. So when he's pulling out, the spines are digging in and scraping. And
they're trying to not let him out, basically.
Yes. Yes, oh. It's quite painful. So Gravy, thank you. You made it weird.
Episode 28, Ladies' Night with Davey and Dent, discussing the movie Creep and sexual fails.
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry.
There we go. There's the class that I expect out of Davey and Dent.
Yeah, up your ass. Right, okay. And, oh, bollocks.
Well, we've come a long way, right? Maybe?
Yeah, I reached my shoulder. I was lying down. there's a level of drinking. It's a nightmare with a bloke, but there's levels of drinking that if you drink too much, it's like, come on, wake up, you. And if you don't drink, it's just a bloody nightmare, sex and alcohol and drugs. Me, as in my like family, like back in the day and stuff, we're kind of a mixture of Welsh and Mancunians.
Oh, that
yeah.
Must be why I like you so much.
Well, quite possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mad for sheep, you know what I mean? At this point, if you can do what happened on the Howard Stern show, where you straddle the loudspeaker, and here you go. Now just loop that a few times, and you'll see, all right?
Because I know at least a few ladies will appreciate that.
And men, maybe, you know.
You know, equal opportunity. We
absolutely, every hole's a goal.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said that out loud.
I have not heard that one.
You'll spend less time sobbing in the shower with Dettol or other disinfectant afterwards.
Yeah, and a little less embarrassment on your side as well, probably.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm English, so I'm in a perpetual state of embarrassment and shame anyway. Yeah, so I set fire to her hair and then threw a pint of lager over her head. It wasn't one of my best moments.
I was going to say, was there further dates after that? Or
actually, there was. I mean, like, because like, she was a bit mental and stuff, so there you go. Screams and moans. Listen to it, you fucking cunts.
Episode 20, Double Teamed, with the gents from the Chasm Earth podcast talking about Death Race 2000 and how do you know when you're good at sex.
Personality is a big thing with sex. And if you are an extrovert, then quite clearly you are going to be much more vocal. But if you're an introvert, then you're not. I mean, it doesn't mean to say you're enjoying it any more or less. It's just the way you are.
I think there are certain signs that you know if you're good at it or not.
Like their arse is planted on your bedroom ceiling.
I was thinking more that they stop shouting for the police. If I had a little powder mirror, I'd be checking out my sex eye.
It'd be one of those shaving mirrors that you can turn around.
That's what my nose looks like when I'm having sex. Yeah, I've got a fucking sex nose. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Or flaring nostrils. Yeah, fucking take it, bitch.
Yeah, but from a woman's perspective, though, if it was really that good, how are we going to still have the energy to go make that sandwich?
I think it's just an intro thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Bacon sarnie, you know, it's not that difficult.
Yeah. I mean,
takes notes. I'm just
kidding. I mean, we're assuming that he's giving you the requisite 35-second kind of recovery time.
Yeah. Well, women do tend to be a little more energized, where you guys pass the fuck out afterwards.
Any day, if you want 70s porn, you need Ron Jeremy on one side of the arena.
Ron Jeremy is a god. Without a doubt, he is the fucking man.
He has to be the weirdest porn star.
I had, in that bar down the road, I had a fucking rum cocktail.
A Ron Jeremy.
It was Rum Jeremy. No, seriously, it was Ron Jeremy's rum. Not actually out of Ron Jeremy.
Was that with cock? Okay.
Fuck that. But no, Ron Jeremy has his own rum. He's a fucking man. He is the man.
Wow.